It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to this week's Injury Report Keys to Victory episode of the NYG Blue Zone. We're going to talk about some of the key injury updates, and I'm going to give you my Giants keys to victory in this week's divisional matchup between the New York Football Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll tell you what's happening on both sides of the ball and how Big Blue can win this game. Let's get it. Let's start with the injury report. Starting with the Eagles, they're missing some key pieces. Left tackle Jordan Mailata, tight end Dallas Goedert, and defensive tackle Brian Young are all out. And that's a big blow for them, especially Mailata's absence as it weakens that dominant offensive line. On the defensive ball, cornerbacks Eli Riggs and Darius Big Play Slay, they're both questionable, and that can open up opportunities in the passing game for the Giants. But that Eagles rookie corner, Cooper DeJohn, has been impressive. And we'll probably see him lined up against Malik Nabers in what should be a pretty good matchup. The Giants do have some good news, too, though. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are both back from injuries, and they both had monster games last week. A.J. Brown racked up 116 yards and a touchdown. On a deep bomb from Jalen Hurts. And with him on the field, you got to always pay attention to him, have over-the-top safety help, and trail techniques doesn't work for him because he is very fast. And then you also have Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith is back. Jalen Hurts finds him on a short crossing pattern, and Devontae Smith does what Devontae Smith does. He takes a short crossing route, turns it into big yards, and scores a touchdown of his own. So, with the two of these guys healthy, the Eagles' passing game looks as dangerous as it's ever been. And we can't forget about you-know-who, who's now wearing the other side's uniform, Saquon Barkley. And I like Barkley, but not in the green uniform. And now he's in Philly, and he's behind a pretty good offensive line. He has another threat to their offense. I mean, the way he runs the ball and the way that line creates holes, he could have a huge game. So the Giants really need to be on their toes. They have to shut him down. So let's talk about the Giants. You know, despite the 2-4 record, the Giants' defense has been shining this season. And it kind of makes me angry. I mean, pissed even. To have a defense that is playing at this level, we should be minimum 5-1. But no, to start the season, the offense has struggled. From the play calling, to not having a kicker on the roster for a game, to the quarterback play that has been okay, but not where you want it to be. And then bringing in kickers who can't kick field goals. So, and now we have Andrew Thomas, who is out for the year. And what does that mean? That means Joshua Zudu is going to be starting at left tackle. And I'm sorry, he was drafted to be a guard. They made him a tackle. He didn't show me enough before, but he's going to be starting at left tackle. So I'm going to expect to see a lot of Chris Manhurst on that side of the line to give him some help. And I'm trying very careful not to treat Andrew Thomas' absence as a death sentence for our offensive line. And I got to have a little bit of faith that Carmen Brasillo has these guys ready and a plan to continue to play well. And that's what I have to hope for. DJ has made some solid decisions when he has needed to. A couple of times he has made some questionable ones, but I think it's something that they can survive. So also in the Giants secondary, Adoree Jackson is out. That's a big concern given how good the Eagles wide receivers are. And while Deontay Banks and Cordell Flott have shown some improvement, they started off this season really rough too. And they're going to have their hands full with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And honestly, I think that Dexter Lawrence is going to be the key to our defense. Dexter Lawrence is going to have to continue to get after the quarterback. We've all seen how disruptive he can be, how dominant he can be. It doesn't matter how many defenders they put up against him. I mean, he's going to continue to put pressure on the quarterback. Even when they double team him, he's effective. So double teams don't always work because he will still find a way through a double team to take down the quarterback. And I want to see him continue to have the types of games that he's had this year against the Philadelphia Eagles. If he could do that, I'm going to be very happy. So what are the keys to victory to this game? Number one, the Giants have to stop the run. As much as the Eagles can beat you through the air, you cannot allow Barkley, or Jalen Hurts for that matter, to take over with the ground game. Jalen Hurts has very good escapability. He knows how to see a lane and turn it into a 10-20 yard run. And he can run like a fullback. So when you've got a guy who could bench press as much as Jalen Hurts can bench press, and Barkley, who we all know why they call him Saquads, it is going to be critical that the Giants contain their rushing attack and make Hurts uncomfortable in the pocket. Second thing they need to do is they need to put constant pressure on Jalen Hurts. They have to always get after the quarterback. The Giants pass rush has been one of the best in the league this year. And with a league-leading 26 sacks, Hurts has struggled when he's forced to make quick decisions. If Dexter Lawrence and company can get in his face, it could force him to make mistakes. And the Giants have to capitalize on those opportunities. Get pressure on him. Continue to put pressure on him. And like I said, when you're putting pressure on Jalen Hurts and he has to drop back, sometimes he doesn't make good decisions with the ball. And then interceptions become possible. So pressure, 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 pressure on Jalen Hurts, and we'll be able to see some and create some opportunities that the Giants haven't seen a lot of this year. And the last thing they need to do, I shouldn't say the last thing, but another thing they need to do is, I don't know what the solution is to this, but make field goals count, right? Like, I hope this guy has been kicking balls all week, Pulse, kicking balls all week, practicing at the Giants training facility. This Gregory Joseph came in relief of Graham Gano, who went out with a hammy, and initially it looked like, okay, we got something here. But last week he missed two key field goals. And I got to tell you, when your kicker can't make field goals, the coaches have to change their game plan to accommodate for an individual who they feel like is not going to give them 3 points. So when you're anywhere between that 40 and goal line, they're going to probably go for it on fourth down because they have no faith that the kicker is going to make the point. So I hope this guy has been doing a lot of practicing, and kicking a field goal is not that difficult. You line it up, you get at the line, good snap, good hold, good kick, and it goes through. Hopefully these guys have been practicing this and we can get that down. I cannot believe I'm spending so much time talking about field goals. But with the New York Football Giants, it appears that at least for this season, it is absolutely necessary. Okay, we're on our second kicker, and with points likely to be at a premium in this matchup, every field goal attempt needs to be converted, and they are going to count. And the last thing we need to do is not overcommit to the run. We can't go balls to the wall, trying to shut down Saquon Barkley and then create opportunities for the A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, leaving them wide open. So the linebackers have to play really smart. They got to play very disciplined in coverage. They may have to create some type of spy situation. And Bobby Okereke is really good, and we haven't heard or shared his name enough this season because apparently he hasn't done a whole lot, but sometimes quiet is good. But they need to play smart. Special teams, the Giants have blocked field goals this year. I think this might be a big factor also. The Eagles have already had a field goal block. So special teams could be a deciding factor in this game. If it's tight. So we got to make the most of whatever chances that we can get. In the red zone, both teams have struggled. Both are near the bottom of the league. I think they're both tied for like 25th place. So defensively, however, both are really strong. The Eagles are fifth and the Giants are sixth in red zone defense, which says a lot about both teams, which tells me this could be a low scoring affair between these two teams. But it's going to be critical to capitalize on any red zone opportunities. The Giants have not. They only scored one touchdown in the red zone this year, and that was by Tyrone Tracy. So if we get our opportunities, we got to turn those trips into touchdowns instead of field goals, because obviously we can't make those either. But they'll have a much better chance of pulling off the win if they could score a touchdown. So this game is going to come down to the details. You know, outside of a 17-point loss to Tampa, the Eagles in other games this season have been in single digits. The same goes for the Giants. Injuries at key positions have hurt them, but the margins have been razor thin. Every point counts, and the Giants have to be sharp in all three phases of this game: offense, defense, and special teams. So here's a fun fact for you also. Did you know that the Eagles are the only team in the NFL this year without a single first quarter point? Not one point in the first quarter through five games. That's a feat that hasn't been accomplished since their first two seasons back in the early 1930s.
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Way to go, Philly. Way to go. And on the Giants side of the ball, they're on pace for a historic season. I mean, they're leading the league with 22 sacks right now. That's through the first six games. They're on track to break their franchise record of 68 sacks in a single season and finish this year with 78 sacks. The Bears hold the all-time record with 72. And that record has stood for, I think, 40-something years. So the Giants are doing their thing. And then the last thing I want to bring up, and I bring him up every week because, you know, this is my boy, Tyrone Tracy Jr. He's been a bright spot in his first two career starts. He's racked up 237 yards from scrimmage. He's only the second Giants rookie to have over 230 scrimmage yards in their first two games since 1980. So I think that this is going to be a tough low-scoring game. I think the Giants absolutely have an opportunity to win this game. Nobody's picking the Giants to win. Nobody. When you look at all the picks from all the different analysts and prognosticators out there, they're all picking the Philadelphia Eagles in a low-scoring affair. On average, it's like 24-17 is what they're saying. But despite the 2-4 records, I believe the Giants have the tools, the pieces, the player, and the coaches to win this game. The defense is playing at an elite level. And if we can put pressure on Jalen Hurts, capitalize in the red zone, clean up this kicking, this is a very winnable game. So I'm looking forward for a good game. I am going to be optimistic and say that the Giants are going to win this game. I'm going to say that they're going to They're going to win it by 10 points. Not a close game. By 10 points. And final score is going to be something like 27-17 New York Football Giants. So that's all for today's episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell a friend. Leave your comments in the comment section below on what you think the final score might be. And then we're going to see you on the other side and do the post-game show. We're going to do the Atticus and Moo. We're going to do the Daddy-Daughter podcast. And you might even hear from me, too. So thanks for staying, spending some time with me, everybody. And let's have a good game. Go Big Blue.
See me everywhere they go. I probably would, too. Look, crossed over to the Jordan man like I'm Michael. Yeah, eating blessings so much I might need lipo. Yeah, tailored for the duds like I'm walking in Chucks. Yeah, it's just in this plan, man, I see all y'all shook. Look, knew that I was great ever since I was a rook. Man, all y'all singles making me look good. Okay, praise to the Most High, yeah, that's a